Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. We are chatting with you, President and CEO Luke Alexander. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Nucor is focused at the Enchi Gold property in Ghana. The company released an updated resource back in June of this year. The resource now stands at 1.4 million ounces of gold at around 0.62 grams per ton gold, all in the inferred category. Company also has ongoing a 90,000 meter drill program focused at different zones and in some senses different areas at this project. We're recapping a news release that came out early last week on November 23rd. Some more drill results from the Niam deposit and more deep drill results. So this has been one of the focuses of this 90,000 meter program, is testing out more at depth, looking for some high-grade components under and around the known resource. Now, Luke, some of the numbers that you're hitting, again, continue to show high-grade at depth. We had a little over 4.5 grams per ton gold, over 13 meters, a little over 3 grams per ton gold, over 15 meters. This, again, just follows up with some other deep drilling that has hit higher grade. Luke, give us a little recap on generally this deeper drilling, now the ability to hit some of that higher grade.
Yeah. Hi, Corey. Hi, Chad. Thanks for having me on today. Yeah. One of the things that we've talked about a number of times on your show and with the market in general is one of our expectations, and we've started to see this with a lot of the drill results that we've released over the last 9 months or so, is that as we start to drill deeper on the project, our expectation is that we will start to see some higher grades. We've seen that at other deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani belt from us, 50 kilometers to the north. You've got Kinross's Chirano mine to the north of that, Bibiani, and then one of Newmont's two producing mines, the Ahafo mine. And what we see with these greenstone-hosted deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani belt is typically that you see increased grades as you start to drill deeper. So the latest results that we put out last week is another great example of that. As you highlighted in hole 48, as we got down a bit deeper, we've hit 4.5 grams over 13 meters. In hole number 52, 3.2 grams over 15 meters. So these are the types of grades that you would start to look for when you're starting to transition from open pit to underground mining. And what we'll now continue to do is follow up on these higher grade results and look to further prove out additional high grades around that, with the goal of ultimately over time wrapping an underground resource around those successful high grade drill results.
Well, Luke, when you mentioned some of those analogs in the area, like the Chirano mine that Kinross has or the Newmont mine along that greenstone belt, explain to listeners, how far down do some of their deposits go based on what they've drilled so far? And what could that mean for your deposit if it's an analog to those?
I mean, if you look at Chirano, again, Kinross's mine, 50 kilometers to the north of us, they're currently producing underground at about 800 meters below surface. They've drilled down to about 1.1 to 1.2 kilometers below surface. And right now, they're kind of mining 1.5 to 2 gram material underground. They've got the advantage, obviously, that they've got a lot of the infrastructure already built. So that's a sunk cost from that perspective. But that highlights, I think, some of the grades that you can ultimately produce underground from once that infrastructure is in place. So again, at 4.5 grams and at 3 grams, we're very, very excited with these results. And it complements, again, a number of other higher grade results that we've seen with some of this deeper drilling across the project.
So, Luke, are you guys close to, or will you be able to issue some sort of a resource for this deeper component, whatever that might be, in an updated resource?
Yeah, so what our plan is, and we've kind of mentioned it consistently, is that once we get this 90,000 meters of drilling completed, we will look at getting a resource update done. And within that, now that we've started to hone in on some of these higher grade areas, we will start to look at wrapping a resource, an underground resource around that. If you look at, you know, the results that we put out today, that essentially proves up two northerly plunging high grade zones with some of this drilling, and that now extends to a depth of about 300 meters and 500 meters along strike. So those are starting to become, you know, very significant areas, and our view is we're starting to get to the point where we've got enough drilling density that we will be able to wrap a underground resource around those kind of results.
Well, Luke, just as a reminder, most of the work and the drilling you've done to date has really been more at the surface for the open pit amenable resources. So when you talk about this resource upgrade, out of the drilling you've done, out of this 90,000 meters so far this year, at Siyum, at Boeing, at Cratchy Krum, at Niam, how do you expect to see that part of the resource growing as you move into next year once all these drill results from this huge program are incorporated into it?
Yeah, so the focus for more of the near surface drilling has been to continue to step out along strike, as well as up dip and down dip at all of our existing resource areas. And, you know, those are very valuable ounces. I mean, stepping out along strike and continuing to add additional oxide mineralization to the pit constrained resource that we've outlined within our last resource update. I mean, those are very profitable ounces. And I think that was highlighted in our PEA. I mean, if you look at, you know, our PEA, it outlined an oxide project, $212 million after-tax NPV. And that was really focused on those kind of near surface oxide ounces. So we're not going to lose focus on how valuable those ounces are. So we will continue to step out and add more oxide ounces. But one of the things that obviously this deeper drilling adds to the overall story and the future mine plan for the project is it starts to showcase the ability to go underground as we start to produce those oxide ounces.
So then, Luke, big picture, how do you want investors to kind of view this project as you move forward? You already have that 1.4 million ounce resource, and it sounds like it's still expandable at and near surface, which that's where all of those 1.4 million ounces are. But then now you have this deep component. So how what is the strategy here to either package this up for a sale or move it into some sort of production or construction decision for the company?
I think our kind of vision for the project, and it's been consistently the case for a number of years, is that we are sitting on a truly district scale exploration opportunity on our Enchi project. And as a result, we are going to continue to aggressively drill. This 90,000 meter program is the largest ever drill program on the project. We think that that will meaningfully add to ounces once we do go and get a resource update. But what we'll also do is continue to update the economic studies. I mean, right now, as the project sits today, if you go and pull up and look at our 2021 PEA, and we've got a dedicated presentation on our website that goes through it in detail. Today, it is a very economic, robust project. But our view is that where we will continue to create value from here is by continuing to aggressively drill and ultimately build on the overall size and scale of the project as it sits today. There may be a point where we decide, you know what, it makes sense for us to bring that into production, or we'll potentially look at the sale of a company if someone comes along and are interested in building it for us. As 27% owners of Nucor, management and insiders, that is, we are very well aligned with shareholders and will ultimately do what's best for shareholders and creates the most value. And where we sit today, we think that is through the drill bit and adding meaningful ounces.
Well, Luke, just highlighting the growth through the drill bit and adding those meaningful ounces, you also have a couple exciting new targets you're going to go after. I don't know if you're going to fit these in during this drill program or if it's the next one, but you had mentioned some new targets at Siyum South, at Tokasia, at Arati. Are any of those on the plan for this later in the year drilling that you're going to be doing and moving into next year in 2022?
Yeah, so Siyum South, we're just completing the drilling there. Again, that's a very large anomaly that sits along trend from our Siyum deposit and some of our other deposits on the project. So we'll look to get all those kind of results back and get them out to the market once we've got that. We're also looking at an area called Pocasilla. This is a new area for us. There is a past producing underground mine there. It dates back to production all the way back to World War I, an artisanal operation. There's also an open pit there that that the artisanals pulled a bunch of quartz out of. So we are going to be drilling in and around that that area, as well as it's a 2 kilometer by kilometer wide anomaly. So we've got 16 drill pads that we've just completed. So we'll start drilling there pretty soon. And then we've got follow-on drilling on the back of that, depending on where we see the most success from that initial 16 holes. So call it about 3,000 meters of planned drilling there. We've also got another area called Siyum Extension, which kind of sits in between the Siyum deposit and the Siyum South deposit. And we've been doing a bunch of drilling there, and we'll get those results out as well. And that could be another area for us to wrap a resource around. So one of the things, Corey and Shad, that we've always talked about is it really is a multi-pronged exploration approach that we're taking across the project. So real, in our view, low-risk exploration ounces by stepping out along strike. We add all of our existing deposits, but then, you know, going into some of these new areas, looking to make new discoveries, and then start to build on successful drilling to add them over time to our overall resource is part of the bigger focus from an exploration perspective. And so far, we've been very pleased with the results we've been having.
All right, Luke, I will post a link below this interview to that news release outlining those recent drill results. But if anybody has any follow-up questions regarding the big picture aspect or any of the drilling results out of Nucor Gold, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shat@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. In full disclosure, Shat is a shareholder of Nucor Gold, and we will be following up as more news hits the market, sounding like some more drill results coming in the near term as well. Luke, thank you, as always, for your time. Please keep us up to date on future news.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Corey. Thanks, Shad, and thanks, everyone, for listening in.